The Average Network invites you to join us as we journey to Washington, D.C., to the White House, and at last, to the Oval Office, where we find President 43 in deep consultation with several top staffers. This is the 40th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Let us join the President as the future of the universe is decided.
No Trump? Donald wouldn't like that very much.
Rumsfeld, you're Donald.
No, I'm Don. He's the Donald.
Oh, you talking about Trumpy, baby. What in heck you playing, Don?
I think it's checkers. King me.
King Donald Rumsfeld? That's weird.
We can't king you. We's Republicans, Don.
Could somebody explain what game we're playing?
Dang, Elliot. I thought it was poker. Five-card draw, ain't it? Rove, what are you dealing?
According to this rule book, it is poker.
Let me see that.
Was it?
Rules for an obscure game called 43-Man Squamish. Carl.
Dang, Carl. I ain't gonna let you deal no more.
That's fine with me. I'm much better at money games like Uncle Wiggly.
Uncle Wiggly ain't manly, Carl. We's Texicans. We gots to play manly games.
Well, sorry.
Gol dang it, Carl. Poker's a sacred game. Moses give it to Jesus on Mount Sinai. Can't be played by idiots, by gobs. It's again religion.
I said I was sorry.
Mr. President.
Oh, dang. What you want, RX-0731?
Mr. President. Mr. O'Keefe of NASA.
Four out. Show him in, RX-0731. Man, that's the lousiest security robot ridge gimme yet. Tain't getting any better with age, neither.
Well, Ashcroft, neither does Tom Ridge.
Oh, that was a joke, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got a great early 50s retro look.
You would like that, Abrams. You've got an early 50s retro look, too.
Roy Cohn's his hero.
Mr. President.
Hey, Sean, want to sit in?
I can't tell what you're playing.
Yeah, we's in the same boat. Carl's dealing.
Oh, just kibitz.
We's got chips. And this stuff. It's green.
Mr. Attorney General, kibitz means... it's not important. I'll just watch.
By gobs.
Mr. President, I'd like to discuss NASA's spending.
Yeah, you do that. Call Pat Robertson. I told him you'd call.
Pat Robertson? 700 Club Pat Robertson?
Yeah, we're going to save a bunch of bread with my new faith-based space travel initiative.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Faith-based space travel initiative. Save us some bread so I can get me some more uniforms and stuff. You going to deal, Don?
It's Elliot's deal.
I suppose you're going to laugh again. Okay. One...
Mr. President, I'm afraid I don't follow.
Faith-based space travel. Bob Shuler's reinforcing the Crystal Cathedral, and him and Robertson and Falwell and the Crouches, and Jim Dobson and a bunch of others, they going to get us to Mars on prayer.
Mr. President, Mars is a rather long way away.
Not for prayer.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5. There.
Besides, we're going to need the real missiles for our new weapons systems. It was all in my National Security Space Management and Organization paper in 2001.
Weapons systems? Why do we need a space-based weapons system?
Hunt for Osama bin Laden.
Protect the whole wide world.
We're working on a system that can target everyone on the planet individually. I'll open for $1. And the odd alien.
Alien, are you nuts?
Wasi and Razia Quarter got another one that just hunts for folks named Ulama. Fries them.
We'll be able to control the world from outer space.
This is crazy. Praying to Mars? Frying people from space?
Would you rather we let them get away?
Well, that wouldn't be good.
Too crazy neither. I'll call. I'll take two cards.
But this would call for trillions of dollars, and it's illegal.
Tain't illegal if and I don't say it is. I'm the Attorney General, by gobs. Oh, and O'Reilly?
It's O'Keefe, sir.
Whatever. You say anything about this to anyone ever, and you violates natural security.
National security, sir. You see, Mr. O'Keefe?
You're all mad. Mad, I tell you. Mad! Mad!
I'd have to hang you.
Praying to Mars? Faith-based space travel? They're all mad!
What a creep. I thought he'd never leave. Dealer takes one.
I've got two Louisa May Alcotts and an Eladio Ordonez Jr. rookie card. Imagine not wanting to fry people from space.
Some folks just ain't got no imagination. You're supposed to have cards like these here, Carl.
I've got a calendar from Honest Ferdinand Otto.
Frying people from space is much more humane than giving them to Count Cheney.
You're pretty creepy, Don. Well, I'd still like to have me a picnic on Mars with old, what's her name?
Laura.
Yeah, her. Raise you a buck and a half. Just sit up there on Mars, maybe fry some bad folks back on Earth, see what it looks like.
Sounds pretty neat, Mr. President. I've got a list for you. See you and call.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 40, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young, The Average Network, and Lucia A. Chappelle. All celebrity impersonations were carefully handcrafted from a 12th century Italian mystery play involving St. Jude, a chicken named Maljoie, a lost woman called Tondalejo, and a demon named Chuck. The Average Network takes no responsibility for where your tax dollars go. This is Pablo T-Fly. Is asking you to stay tuned. ¶¶